Two Truths and a Ski Lift, a Star Wars fan fiction, written by Sarah Tudy and read by Kitana. Summary: Obi-Wan has escaped to the mountains for a much-needed vacation and finds himself stuck on a ski lift with a handsome young ski instructor. Obi-Wan needed a break. That's what his TA had told him when he showed up at the 10 a.m. department meeting, barely able to function. He was on his third cup of coffee, but he still felt like absolute death. Death on wheels, because he never stopped moving. In fact, it was a hamster wheel, a nonstop hellish plastic cage, and he was the damned idiot rodent who couldn't find a way out. Obi-Wan sighed and rubbed his temples. His thoughts were barely making sense. Maybe his TA was right. Maybe a break would do him good. His job was killing him. But what was he supposed to do? Sure, he had the max amount of vacation days banked, but that's because it was impossible to take time off. The entire department would fall into ruin if he took even a week off. He was sure of it. Later that afternoon, his boss started their one-on-one meeting with a concerning statement. "I'm worried about you." He was staring into his coffee cup, but at those words he forced himself to meet Dean Windu's eyes. "What do you mean?" He had a feeling he knew, but it felt like the thing to say. Mace sighed. "You're burned out, Obi-Wan. Everyone can see it. I'm sure you know what I mean." He gazed at Obi-Wan, lips pulled tightly together. Obi-Wan avoided his gaze. "Even if that was true, nothing can be done. It is what it is." There was a taut silence before Mace said slowly, "What if we gave Voss the reins for a while?" No. Surely he hadn't heard that quite right. "I'm sorry," he said, looking up. "Voss, I believe he's more than capable. Obi-Wan, it's not good for the department to rely on one person so much. If we need to throw him into the deep end a bit, so be it." Obi-Wan just stared at him, eyes unfocused. Was Mace serious? "It's almost winter break. Why don't you actually take a few weeks off? Enjoy the holidays instead of working through faculty evals and curriculum updates. Relax." Obi-Wan realized that his jaw had dropped, and he quickly closed his mouth. "Give up the reins? Really? Just like that? Take an extended vacation to just unplug and get away?" He wasn't sure he could do it. But he could, and he did. It was 2 weeks later, and he was sipping coffee from a large forest green mug, looking out a window of his cozy room in a lodge in the mountains. The mountains. It was snowing lightly, and he could see that most of the ski lifts were just starting up. The sky was gray, but it was bright, and the mountains were resplendent, majestic, and they were calling to him. He couldn't wait to hit the slopes. After his talk with Mace, it hadn't taken him long to choose a destination. It could only be Jedi Valley. Obi-Wan had the best memories of this magical ski resort. Every year after enduring a torturous 4-hour drive in the backseat of his parents' old SUV, they'd spend Christmas week there. It was a family tradition that ended once his mother got sick. He had always meant to go back as an adult, but had never managed it. That is, until now. He couldn't quite believe it. Everything was almost exactly the same as he remembered it from over 20 years ago. Sure, there was a Starbucks in the village now, and the ski passes were all digital. But the rest was the same. The central lodge, the cafeteria, the souvenir stores, the quaint chocolatier. Even the trail map looked like it hadn't changed a bit. When he arrived yesterday afternoon, he immediately went through the ordeal of renting all the gear he needed so he could head out first thing in the morning. It was almost 9 a.m. now, and as he left his room and headed down the long hallway to the stairs, he couldn't help but feel that same excitement he'd felt as a kid. There's nothing quite like skiing down a freshly powdered slope. After setting up his skis outside the locker room, he set off to the nearest ski lift and saw that the line was empty. The cold air was biting, but he was grinning as he pulled his way over to the lift. A few ski instructors, identifiable by their full red ski suits, were laughing together by the entrance to the lift vestibule as jazzy Christmas music played from the speakers above. The snow had picked up a bit, but it was still soft and powdery. Obi-Wan stopped short of the lift entrance and closed his eyes, breathing in the cool mountain air. It was, in a word, blissful. He opened his eyes and started to make for the lift. Okay, Rex, I gotta head up. Obi-Wan watched as one of the instructors approached the lift exactly as he did. It was a triple, so there was plenty of space for the two of them to share one. But it still took Obi-Wan by surprise when the man looked at him and said, "May I?" "Of course," he responded quickly. Most people would separate out into different lifts when there was literally no line to speak of. But maybe this instructor was just being especially friendly. Oh God, small talk. A twisted knot of anxiety formed in his gut at the thought. The lift approached, and he felt himself being swept off his feet, and he and the instructor worked to pull the T-bar down in front of them, leaving the central seat empty between them. He settled in, resting his skis on the bar below as the lift carried them up and above the tree line.
"First run of the day?"
The other man pulled his goggles up to sit against his helmet and gave Obi-Wan a small smile. He was startlingly handsome, with twinkling blue eyes and a rugged scar bisecting his right eyebrow.
"Maybe small talk wouldn't be so bad."
Yes, Obi-Wan coughed, feeling awkward. "First run of the decade, really." The other man raised his eyebrows.
"Really? I hope you're planning on taking an easy way down."
No. Obi-Wan had planned on taking a harder trail because it led to another part of the resort near a frozen lake and a gondola. The easy routes would bring him right back to the main lodge.
"Actually, I plan to take hyperspace. It'll certainly come back to me. I used to come up here with my family every year, like riding a bike, right?"
The other man hummed.
"Not always."
"I'm not too concerned."
The other man considered him and nodded.
"You look like you know what you're doing."
The ski lift stopped suddenly.
"I'm Anakin, by the way,"
the other man offered.
"Obi-Wan."
He returned Anakin's smile, then looked away. They sat in silence as the lift stilled. The snow was really coming down now. Ski lifts would stop occasionally, an issue with someone getting off or on, usually. But this stoppage seemed unusually long. Obi-Wan glanced around.
"I'm sure it's fine," Anakin told him. "It's not unusual."
As much as Obi-Wan struggled with small talk, the silence felt unbearably awkward. So he asked,
"How long have you worked here?"
"A few years. Before I worked across the valley at Tat..."
He stopped short as a crinkling sound interrupted him. He took a walkie-talkie from a ski suit pocket and clicked it.
"What was that, Rex?"
"Issue with the gearbox. They're getting someone in to look at it. We contacted your client, setting things up for them to meet with Ayla instead."
"Seriously? Damn it,"
Anakin grumbled.
"How long do you think?"
"Half an hour, hopefully."
Obi-Wan's heart sunk as he took in the crackled words.
"Christ, Rex, you're kidding me."
"Sorry, man."
Yeah, let me know if there's an update."
"Will do."
Anakin put the walkie away and sighed. "Well, that didn't sound good," Obi-Wan offered with a commiserating smile.
"Sure didn't. This kind of thing almost never happens. They're constantly doing maintenance."
Obi-Wan looked around. They seemed to be about halfway up, maybe less.
"Wanna play a game?"
Obi-Wan glanced over.
"A game?"
"Sure," Anakin said. "Something to pass the time. 20 questions?"
The man was obviously in his 20s, and Obi-Wan could tell he was trying to play it cool. But he was clearly legitimately excited about the prospect of playing a kid's game with a stranger on a ski lift.
"Why not?" Obi-Wan offered. "Want me to go first?"
"Yes!"
Anakin exclaimed. He seemed surprised that Obi-Wan was so down to play along.
"All right, I've got one."
"You have to start by telling me if it's a person, place, or thing," Anakin said with a wide grin on his face.
He was no longer trying to play it cool. It was charmingly endearing.
"It's a thing."
His lift partner said.
"Can I currently see it?"
Obi-Wan paused.
"Yes."
"Is it snow?"
Obi-Wan looked over at him and frowned.
"This is a bad game."
Anakin laughed and Obi-Wan couldn't help but grin.
"Well,"
Anakin got out,
"do you have anything else in mind?"
Obi-Wan considered. The only game that came to mind was one that he tended to use in class as an icebreaker.
"Are you familiar with Two Truths and a Lie?"
Anakin's eyebrow raised.
"I am. Good choice."
"Wonderful. You first this time."
"Sure, let's see."
As much as Obi-Wan wished he was skiing by now, he was at least grateful to not be alone during the stoppage. It would have been miserable to be sitting up here by himself with nothing to do but wait.
"Okay, here we go,"
Anakin began.
"I'm 24, I'm gay, and I hate snowboarders."
Obi-Wan laughed. Of course he hated snowboarders. Any self-respecting skier gets annoyed by them cutting up the trails and crowding the slopes with, often drunkenly done, tricks. It had to be even worse when you worked here. Obi-Wan considered the other options. Lying about your age wasn't exactly an interesting lie for the game, so you're not gay.
Ha, you're right, I'm bi.
Anakin flashed him a sly grin. So am I, Obi-Wan offered, before he really thought about it. Obi-Wan had friends, good friends, who didn't know he was bi. Well, sharing this fact with a stranger he'd never see again didn't seem like that big a deal. It was fine.
Your turn,
Anakin interrupted his thoughts. Yes, it is, isn't it? He looked over at Anakin, considering him. All right. I'm 40. I'm a professor at a college in Coruscant, and I drink tea every morning.
Huh,
Anakin was considering him.
You don't look like you're in your 40s yet.
Obi-Wan grinned. Thank you for the compliment, but I am in fact 40 as of November.
Could have fooled me. I mean, I guess you did.
Anakin added awkwardly, then cleared his throat.
So you're not a professor?
What is it about me that screams tea drinker to everyone? I detest it. I need my coffee.
Anakin grinned.
It's the accent. I guess I fell for the stereotype.
You did indeed, he paused. You'll go.
Okay, here's one.
Obi-Wan could tell the boy was feeling competitive now and was determined to fool him.
I have a degree in mechanical engineering. My favorite place in the world is Naboo Beach, and I'm single.
Obi-Wan considered. Surely as a ski instructor it would be weird for his favorite place to be a beach, right? Or is that a trap? Skiers can love beaches. He did, after all. So if that's a trap, he had a feeling the boy was indeed single. There was definitely a flirtatiousness to his attitude, and this was probably a way to share that fact about him. So, your degree isn't in mechanical engineering.
Ha! It is!
Anakin's grin was infectious, and Obi-Wan found himself smiling along. Okay, so what's your favorite place in the world, then? Because I have a strong suspicion you are indeed single. Anakin raised an eyebrow.
Oh, why is that?
My unparalleled intuition.
I see.
Anakin's eyes twinkled at him.
Yeah, actually, I don't like beaches at all. Can't stand sand. It gets everywhere. At least snow melts when it's caught in awkward places.
Obi-Wan chuckled. I guess that's true. So what's your favorite place in the world? Anakin stopped and considered.
I don't know. Maybe hyperspace, if I'm being honest, by the lake.
Obi-Wan nodded appreciatively. It is beautiful down there. That's why it's the first run I wanted to do upon returning.
Double blue, though. You sure you'll make it?
The boy teased. I'll do my best, Obi-Wan promised. All right, let's see. He had a bit of a cruel idea for the next one. He purposely did not look at Anakin as he spoke.
Well, my wife and I are here for our anniversary. I love dogs, but I'm allergic. And I'm a decent singer.
Obi-Wan looked back at Anakin after he finished, and he saw that the boy's brow was furrowed in concentration. There was a long pause. It's a good thing he was wearing gloves to cover his lack of a wedding ring.
I'll be honest, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan couldn't help but revel in how nice his name sounded in Anakin's voice.
I don't think you're married.
Well done,
Obi-Wan said simply. And Anakin grinned again, pleased with his success. A blossom of excitement emanated from Obi-Wan's chest as he looked at the truly beautiful man beside him, a full 16 years younger than him, who maybe, possibly, was interested in him. They sat in comfortable silence as the soft snow twinkled down around them. A break in the clouds above let in some streaks of sunlight, and it made the trail in front of them sparkle.
I play the guitar.
Anakin's voice startled Obi-Wan out of his thoughts.
I once dropped a phone off a ski lift and never saw it again.
Obi-Wan looked down, imagining dropping a phone or other important item all the way down to the snowbank below.
And I was glad to hear you aren't married,
he said, the last part coming out in a rush. Obi-Wan whipped his head up and looked at the boy beside him, who was either blushing really hard or suddenly very cold. His face almost matched his bright red ski suit. Obi-Wan grinned. I have a feeling if you dropped your phone, no matter where, you'd have found a way to get it.
Damn, Anakin said, laughing. You really have a read on me, huh?
Don't ask me why, but I get a bit of a risk-taker vibe from you. Or was it just on the main trail?
No, it was in between trails in a wooded part. I searched for a while, but I had the foresight to drop a pole a few seconds after it fell to mark the spot.
Smart, Obi-Wan said appreciatively. So, you skied down into an ungroomed spot between trails with one pole looking for the other to get your phone back.
Yep.
Risk-taker indeed.
Little bit.
There was a pause.
Are you a risk-taker, Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan looked up. Not usually, but maybe you're bringing it out in me. They held eye contact for a moment before Anakin dropped his head, smiling. What harm could come from flirting? If things got weird, they'd be down from this lift soon enough, and they'd never have to see each other again. All right, here we go. Are you ready for this one? Obi-Wan asked with a grin.
Is this you being a risk-taker?
Maybe.
Let's have it, then,
Anakin said, eyes absolutely dazzling. Obi-Wan took a deep breath. I first had sex when I was 20. I once fooled around in a store changing room, and I'm a bottom.
Anakin burst out laughing. No way you're a bottom!
Obi-Wan chuckled. And you've got the read on me, then. Anakin collected himself from his laughing outburst and sighed.
I guess I do.
Was it Obi-Wan's imagination, or was Anakin breathing a bit heavily? Well, he'd come this far, he might as well ask. And you?
Bottom,
Anakin admitted, ducking his head and gazing up at Obi-Wan through long eyelashes. How interesting. Anakin bit his bottom lip, clearly trying to hide a grin.
Truly.
They looked at each other, Obi-Wan breathing a bit heavily himself now, too. And then, the lift started moving. Well, Obi-Wan said as they both looked away and around as their surroundings suddenly started changing. Thoughts passed quickly. He glanced at his smartwatch, which showed a flurry of snow on the screen.
Thank you, I wouldn't have known it was snowing otherwise,
he thought to himself as snowflakes flew past his face.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was enjoying the game.
Obi-Wan looked back at his companion. Well, by all means, it's your go. Anakin looked surprised, but covered it quickly.
Okay.
He hesitated, and Obi-Wan smiled to himself. Where was Anakin going to take this now that he'd taken it where he had? The swell in his chest expanded. Anakin cleared his throat.
I tore my ACL a few years back going through the moguls on Empire. I have a sister who snowboards, which I hate, and I've always wanted to fool around on the hyperspace gondola.
Oh, Obi-Wan raised a crooked eyebrow. Anakin didn't give in to the bait.
Could be a lie.
True, Obi-Wan said. He looked ahead and saw they would soon be approaching the vestibule at the top of the mountain. He paused, thinking, you don't have a sister who snowboards.
Unfortunately, I do, Anakin laughed. She's an instructor here, too,
he sighed.
I actually tore my ACL on Padawan.
Obi-Wan's eyebrows shot up at the name of one of the tamest green trails that was really more of a connection between trails than a trail itself. How did you manage that?
End of the day, Padawan gets busy. Everyone making their way back from the west side of the resort. It's the only green path from that side. Some kid plowed into me, he scoffed. Snowboarder.
Obi-Wan laughed. Of course. He motioned forward at the vestibule coming up. Shall we? He said, gesturing at the tea bar.
Oh, right.
Anakin muttered. They moved the bar up together and prepared to disembark.
You know, my client was reassigned, Anakin mused. Do you need a guiding hand to get down hyperspace?
They approached the small hill and pushed off, skiing down into the side of the vestibule. Obi-Wan looked into Anakin's eyes and held his gaze. I think maybe I do, he said. It has been a long time, after all. He took a deep breath and looked down the trail. Plus, there's a gondola down there waiting for us. Anakin grinned and pulled his goggles back into place.
Let's get to it, then.
The End.